I couldn't bear to listen anymore. Listen, Lionel, please, I said slowly. This, all of this, it's my fault. They were the most difficult words to get out, but the rest came easily. I told him what I'd done with the address card and why. I avoided putting the blame only on my shoulders. I lashed out at him for neglecting Kitty and giving his attention to Antonia. I told him I was ashamed of how he treated her and that she needed to assert herself against Antonia, against a woman who was invading her husband's life. That's why I left the card. I told him I couldn't believe someone so gifted in understanding the subtleties of characters on the stage and in books could utterly fail to notice his wife's unhappiness. As I spoke, Lionel listened to me with an abstracted look on his face like he was lost in some mathematical calculation. It wasn't what I expected. She'd been so full of despair on my last visit, I said. Her pain had been obvious to me. And if it was obvious to me, I couldn't understand how he'd failed to notice.
Your last visit? He said suddenly. And where was I?
Oh, how convenient. I knew it. Sneaking over here, playing tricks on her. On both of us.
You're quite the resourceful one, aren't you?
But not too resourceful.
You couldn't even help me with Rossetti, you worthless shit!
A flood of curses rained down on me. He didn't exclude anything or anyone, not even my parents. The filthy immigrant and the woman barely rescued from spinsterhood. Those were his words. He reduced my life to a series of pathetic caricatures. I was dazed by his sudden viciousness. His abuse included every confidence I'd ever shared with him. And at some point, his words found their mark. I was so hurt, I couldn't think or speak.
Have you nothing else to say back? Nothing at all? He demanded. His face was set hard.
He called me a liar. He said he didn't believe Kitty was responsible for Antonia's injuries. I can't remember how I managed it, but somehow I finally interrupted him again.
Why? I said hoarsely. Why would she leave without telling you? Did you think about that?
He looked at me as if he hadn't. Why, I continued, would she go suddenly to her parents in York without a word? Don't you see what's happened? She's fled, Lionel, because of what she's done. Lionel did something then that was completely out of character. He tried to hit me. It was very awkward. He squared his legs and drew back his arm. His eyes never left my face. He threw his punch as if he were throwing a dart, as if he were following some steps he'd memorized from a book. He was too careful, too precise, and I easily stepped out of the way. This made him furious.
Fled? Fled?
He swung at me again.
Stop talking that way about my wife!
He lunged, and I caught him by the shoulders. I held him away from me, and he flailed like an angry child. He reached for my face and tried putting his thumbs in my eyes, but I gave him a hard shake.
Listen to me. Stop it. Stop it. I made a terrible mistake, Lionel. Don't you see? God forgive me. I had no idea this would happen. No idea. I only wanted to give her a chance to confront Antonia, to defend your marriage. I never wanted Antonia to be hurt. My God, do you honestly think I wanted that? It was a mistake, a terrible miscalculation.
A miscalculation? Is that what you call it? Fuck your miscalculations. And you. A nice way to describe what you've done to us.
He broke away from me and stormed into the dining room. I followed him. I begged him to listen to me. I won't argue with you anymore, Lionel. I swear to God, I'll leave you alone. But before I do, would you just consider one thing, please? Have you considered what will happen when Antonia recovers? Are you willing to gamble on what she's going to say? If Kitty did this to her, do you think Antonia cares enough about you to protect her? What's going to stop her from telling the police? My words seemed to have their intended effect. Lionel sank into a chair at the table and buried his face in his hands. He looked exhausted. I went over to him. You need to calm yourself so you can help her, I said, watching his shoulders rise and fall with his frantic breathing. You must prepare yourself. You must make plans. What is going to happen when your family comes back from York? What happens if the police come for her?
The police, he murmured, still with his face covered.
I put my hand on his shoulder and vowed to stand by him no matter what he thought of me. I apologized again for what I'd done. Tears filled my eyes. Lionel shuddered under my touch. He seemed about to cry too. But when he uncovered his face and looked up at me, his eyes were hard and dry.
Get out, he said.